USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing House Democrats over the expected impeachment of President Trump.
The House can turn back from the cliff and not deploy this constitutional remedy of last resort to deliver a predetermined partisan outcome.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer of New York responds to the Kentucky Republican.
The American people have a wisdom that seems to be lacking with some of my colleagues, that a trial without witnesses is not a trial. It's a rush to judgment. It's a sham trial.
Southwest Airlines is canceling more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline said 300 flights a day are being canceled through April 13th. This comes after American Airlines canceled all of its flights involving the grounded aircraft at least until early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is declaring a state of emergency after tornadoes broke out across his state.
It will help us deploy the resources that we need from a state level. It will also, if necessary, support a declaration of emergency from the President of the United States. We have four now that have been issued. We do not believe this would rise to a presidential declaration.
At least 14 tornadoes ripped through 27 counties overnight. Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us.
Unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed, and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Starbucks is again being forced to apologize after the way it treated two California sheriff's officers in Riverside, California. It's the third time in the last year that the coffee chain has been accused of mistreating police officers. Regarding the latest incident in Riverside, two deputies were refused service at Starbucks where they stood and waited and were ignored for over 5 minutes. Inez Stepman is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she tells Fox News something seems to be going on at Starbucks.
This is the third such incident with police specifically just this year. And it does speak to the corporate culture there. Obviously, they're not going to shut down all 8,000 stores the way they did after they were accused of racism in Philadelphia. And it generally speaks to a problem conservatives are going to have to confront, the problem of woke capitalism. When you have Fortune 500 companies, when you have large companies that have a very left-wing culture and tend to bow to social justice warriors, to causes on the left, and not be afraid of offending conservative customers, even though, you know, a large corporation like Starbucks certainly serves Republicans and Democrats. They don't seem to be too worried about offending the right.
The Democratic debate set for Thursday at Loyola Marymount University will go on as scheduled. The debate was threatened due to a labor union strike and Democrats refusing to cross the picket line. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.